Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, that's it. Come and take a seat. Great. Hi. Nice to meet you. My name is Michelle, and I am going to be doing your physiotherapy session today. This is your first session, am I right? Okay. So basically what I'm going to do today is we're just going to first ask you a few questions about what pain there is going on at the moment, how you're feeling, your medical history, and then I'm going to do an examination and an evaluation of the problems that you're having, as well as just a general health, just to make sure that I know that it's not affecting anything else or it's not being affected by something. And then I'm going to give you some tips and tricks to kind of try and help the pain. Okay. We're going to be doing a few different exercises, and then I'm going to be giving you a few tools to take home with you that you can do. Sound okay? Great, okay. Let me just get my notebook out. I just need to take first, can I have your first and last name, please? Okay, and your date of birth. Okay, and you've never been here before, no? Okay, and could I have the name of the GP that referred you to me? Okay, and what has your overall health been like recently? Have you been suffering from any colds, coughs? Nope. Okay. Okay, and do you have any medical history that I should be aware of at all? Is there anything that might affect your mobility? Okay. Okay, so moving on to the problem itself, where is it currently that you are having pain? In your shoulder, okay. And is that your left shoulder or right shoulder? Both, okay. Both shoulders. Okay. And when did this pain start? Okay. And was there any sort of trauma to those areas that may have started the pain? Okay, so after a gymnastics injury. Okay. Was it floor work? Yeah. Okay. So is it body weight impact that has caused it, so you've not fallen or anybody else has caused? No, it's just body weight. Okay, and so since then, have you been performing any gymnastic routines since? Have you been doing any strenuous exercise using your shoulder muscles? Okay, so you've been out since. Okay. Have you been keeping up with any other exercises? Been walking, running, swimming? And have you noticed at all that any other part of your body has been affected by the shoulder pain? Okay, so the top of your back as well. That may be an alignment issue. So we'll have a look at it, and maybe it may be wise to actually go to a chiropractor. Have a look first, and if that is the case, then I can suggest a chiropractor for you. Alright, no problem. Okay, and if I could give you a scale from 1 to 10, where on that scale would you place your pain? Okay, so about 6 when you're not moving, about. And if you move it, it goes to a 9. Okay, so it's quite painful then. When the incident occurred, did you go to A&E at all? You didn't. Okay. And after how many days did you go to your GP? So you waited a full week. Alright, I think that's all the information that I need right now. Has it been affecting your day-to-day life as well? Has it meant that you've had to rely on somebody else to help you with day-to-day tasks like making a cup of tea or getting yourself changed? You have. Okay. Alright, so it's quite a severe problem there. Okay, no problem. So what I'm going to do is we're now going to do a overall health check up just to make sure that you're in working order, and then I'm going to do some mobility checks for you. So I'm going to be moving your arms, I'm going to be trying to roll your shoulders backwards, I'm going to attempt to get you to bend forwards, back and to either side, and seeing if that is putting any particular weight bearing onto your shoulders. Okay, I'm going to be applying different amounts of pressure as well and seeing how that affects. Well, first of all, I'm just going to do an overall health check. So first I'm going to just have a little listen to your heartbeat, okay? Alright. Okay, so you just want to lift your top up for me. Alright, thank you. All seems completely normal there, so that's good. I just want to have a quick look at your eyes and inside your mouth, okay? Alright, so just look at the wall behind me, please. Okay. Have you been taking any medication to try and alleviate the pain? So just over the counter. Okay, that's fine. And you've not been taking more than the recommended dose? No, I just asked because your pupils just do seem a little bit slow to dilate. But it may be due to tiredness, stress from the strain of the pain. Okay, could you just quickly open your mouth for me? I just want to look at the back of your throat. say ah. Okay, good. Okay, so the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to very gently place my hand onto this part of your shoulder here. Going to bring your arm very slowly up to me, okay? How does that feel? Okay, and then bringing it backwards. That really hurts. Okay, alright. And again, just bringing it slowly towards me. And then backwards. Okay, it does feel very, very difficult to move, so it's slightly. Let's try the other one. So placing my hand here, I'm gonna grab your wrist and bring the arm up. Okay, how does that feel? Okay, and then bringing it backward. Still painful. Okay, we'll do one more time, bringing it towards me. Just gonna pulsate it a little. Really hurts. Okay, let me just make a note. I'm just going to be making some notes throughout the session, just so that we can kind of keep tabs on exactly how you are in this session today, and then see if it improves. Thing I'm going to be doing is I'm just going to be placing my hands on your shoulders here very gently, okay? And I'm just going to try and roll your shoulders back like that, okay? And again, rolling your shoulders back. Good. Hurting. Okay. And now we're going to roll your shoulders forward. I'm just going to grab the sides of your shoulders and just pull them towards one another, okay? Alright, so just tucking here a little bit. Tucking. Good, keep going. Okay, and then I'm going to push your shoulders back, okay? Pushing your shoulders back. Pushing your shoulders back. Pushing your shoulders back. Hand on the very top of your shoulders, and I'm going to lift your arms up to the side, and then try and lift them up towards your head, okay? Alright, so hand on the shoulder and up to the side, good. And again, up to the side, okay, and up to the top. How does that feel? Painful. Okay. Right, and the other arm. So we've got up to the side and down and up to the side and down and then up to the top and down and up to the top and down. So this one doesn't hurt as much. Okay, so that's your left shoulders, less painful. Do you remember, did you put more pressure on that shoulder at all? Okay, so there was pressure on both, but then you kind of lent to that side. Okay, no problem. ready, I'm going to ask you to bend forwards. Okay. And just let your shoulders fall. So we're not keeping straight like this. We're going to let the shoulders go. Okay, so let your arms. Again.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Now I'm going to be doing the same, but I'm going to be bending you backwards, okay? All right. So, 3, 2, 1, and bending you backwards. Hold it. And okay, and again. Now we're going to go to the side, alright? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold your shoulder here and then simply put my hand on your hip here, okay? We're going to bend this way. So this is just for your stability, okay? Ready? Okay, and bend. And back up. Good. And again, bend. On this shoulder and this hand on this hip. We're going to bend that way. Okay, ready? And bend. And up. Very good. And bend. And up. Okay. How is that? That's not bothering you. Okay. So is it mostly bothering you? Are actually having to roll the joint. Yeah. So when you're going up, forwards, backwards. Okay. I'm rolling the shoulders themselves. Yeah. And what about your upper back pain? Just from pinning your shoulders back. Okay, no problem. Okay, so we're just going to try and have a look at your posture and balance. See if this is affecting you. Okay? So again, I'm going to hold my hands on your shoulders here. I want you to roll your shoulders backwards for me. Good. Okay, keep them there. Keep your arms straight. So it does seem that you are struggling to keep that shoulder posture. You're tending to slump forward. Is that where it's more comfortable, when your shoulders are lowered and forward? That's fine. Okay, so the problem, I think it's definitely your actual shoulder joint itself. It doesn't seem like you've injured your collarbone at all, or the upper arm. I think it's the joint itself rather than any muscle pain. Firstly, what I can suggest is when you do go back to gymnastics, use some of this tape. Let me show you. have markings at the back, so you can cut it as you need it. And for the next 4 to 6 weeks, you see how you feel. But I would suggest for the next 4 to 6 weeks, using this tape on your shoulders. So you cut it to size, and having a strap over the shoulder, like so. Okay, and then having one from here upwards towards the neck. That's just going to add some compression to the shoulder, so when you roll the joint, it is staying aligned. Okay, so that is a strap across here. Give this fresh roll to you for you to take home with you, okay? Okay, so next I'm going to just teach you quickly a few different exercises that you can do at home just to help improve that mobility and posture. So here, large resistance tape. This is medium firmness. We don't want anything too hard, otherwise it's going to strain you too much. Okay. So, first exercise, I'd like you to wrap the band into your hands, like so, until you have a band about chest. Stand with the band forward, and you're going to bring the band out like so. Hold for 5 seconds, and then slowly bring the band back. Okay, so we'll do that again. So bringing it out, out, and then slowly back in. Okay, that's the one you can do. Holding this to your hip and extending the other arm outwards, making it a bit shorter, okay? And then bringing it up like so, and then to the top, and then down. Okay, so side, top, and down. And the other arm, so we're popping this hand on our hip here, and we're going side, top, and down, and again we're going side, top, and down. Okay, next we can use the same kind of method. Hand on our hip, we're going to go up, out, so the band is across our body, down, okay, and the other arm, up, out, and down, okay. Now we can also lift our arms up and bring them down to the side. And also bringing the bar behind us to engage our shoulder blades, and then around again, and then up, engaging the shoulder blades, and around one more time, up, engaging the shoulder blades, and around again. Okay. So these are the little exercises that I'd like to do with your bands. Just fold this away nicely for you. those are the exercises that I would like you to do with the bands. I'd like for you to do those exercises on repeat for about 15 to 20 minutes a day. Okay. And that's just going to help with your mobility. Please do not go to the gym and lift any heavy weights, especially squatting, putting weights on your shoulders. Same with any shoulder movements, so that's any arm raises, that kind of thing. Okay. And then the last thing that I have for you today that I would like you to take home and use is this little set of massage balls. So we have three different ones. First we have this one with the teeny tiny little modules on it. Okay. Next we have this one here that kind of looks like take these with you, and these are for massaging the muscles surrounding the joint, okay? You can also use these wherever you'd like on your muscles, just to help you a little bit whenever you're trying to get back into exercising. Okay, so we're going to take this one here, and we're going to be massaging this right here. Okay. So, very, very gently. And slowly going to let yourself roll the ball . If you have a partner at home to help you do this, that's always preferred. Okay, so I'll just demonstrate on you very quick, just so you can get a feel of what it feels like. Okay. As you can see, that's all the pressure that you need. Really gentle. How is that? I feel better already. Okay, I'm going to put these in the bag for you. Okay. There we go. Alright. Lastly, before you go, just take all those things with you. I do just want to suggest cold and hot massage as well. So applying heat and cold straight after giving yourself a massage can really, really help by switching intermittently. So you would have heat for 5 minutes and then cold for five. Heat for five, cold for five. Okay. And that's going to help your muscles sort of repair itself a bit better. It also, heat helps to lubricate the joint and warm all the surrounding muscles up so that the joint can repair itself much easier. If you get the chance to take yourself down to the swimming baths, I'm going for a really, really gentle swim. So nothing really strenuous, no front crawl or anything like that, just maybe a little gentle breaststroke, and using the jacuzzi will really, really help to kind of warm up those muscles and help that joint pain. Okay, alright, well, these are for you. So we've got your massage balls, resistance. You could book another appointment with us in about 2 weeks' time, and we will see how you're getting on. All right. Okay, well, there you go. Okay. All right, goodbye now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.